teenager or something. So this movie, Socrate by Roberto Rossellini from 1971, is pretty interesting. And there is one discussion here between Socrates and some other men who kind of get on his case. And there was some point here. Now they're talking about Plato. Oh, Plato, another one of your pupils. I heard that youngster proclaim precisely here that until philosophers aren't heads of state, or the heads of state are philosophers, things at Athens will go from bad to worse. And then Socrates answers, too bad if ignorant people laugh at us, but tell me, who would you turn to manage affairs of state? The citizens, the guy says. And how are the citizens who will become the city leaders to be chosen? Asks Socrates. By drawing lots with beans? You know well, says the other guy. Socrates, directing affairs of state perhaps isn't so difficult. Yes. If you had to undertake a sea voyage, would you choose a pilot by drawing lots? Says Socrates. No. And your shoemaker, your farrier, your doctor, would you choose them by drawing lots? No. See then, you wouldn't trust your life to a doctor chosen by fortune. But you are a good citizen. But you, a good citizen, are ready to place the affairs of the city in the hands of anyone, perhaps even a pauper. And now you have admitted that politics is the most difficult of the sciences. Are you not contradicting yourself then? Says the other guy, seeing as you know politics so well, why don't you get involved? In other words, why don't you do it yourself? And Socrates, because at the time of the trial of the generals, I understood that for the place, that the place for someone who wants to fight injustice is in the middle of everyone. In the mass and not in public office. On the other hand, I'm more useful teaching correct political practice to a large number of citizens rather than practicing it myself. And this other guy says, be careful, you're talking like one of those foreign philosophers who tempest us with their doctrines. And remember that they have condemned Pythagoras. It's sad, says Socrates, to see the courts of Athens, putting themselves at the service of jealousy and fear. And the other guy says, you talk of justice while the others talk of country. Where is your country then, Socrates? Athens is my country. I've demonstrated this on the battlefield. but followed by believing that the earth is immense and that many other peoples are scattered around the sea like frogs around a pond. Wisdom isn't just Athenian. Strength is not just Spartan or prudence Corinthian. Other peoples possess these virtues. I am an Athenian, but I'm also a man, just like all the other men on the earth. Be careful what you're saying, says the other guy. They could accuse you of offending our gods and of scorning our traditions. Traditions, answers Socrates, only make sense if we can assess their meaning. We must be distrustful of habits. The leaders of our democracy, chosen by chance out of habit. Almost all ignorant, with the presumption of knowledge, can be the easy prey of the first who comes along and can commit injustices. This is why every day we can measure the force of defamation. Yeah, well, interesting.